I'm Alex.
And I'm Erica. And welcome to Priestesses Prescribe,
a self-discovery podcast based in mystical wellness.
We came together as priestesses from different backgrounds and modalities with a common mission:
to empower and support you on your intuitive journey.
We'll aim to prepare you for the energies of the new and full moons every month, while expanding on themes that will connect you with your highest self.
The priestesses have written you the prescription. All you have to do is take it.
Now, let's start our ritual.
Hi, Erica.
Hey, Alex. How are you?
I'm doing fabulous. How about you?
I'm doing well, too. I am looking forward to this weekend.
Yeah,
I'm looking forward to this weekend. I'm going to see one of my sisters. She is like my fun buddy. Mm. I have fun with lots of people, but like when she and I are together, there's like a level of energy that runs through the vibrational universe that cannot be matched. So I know this weekend is going to be epic.
Oh, man. Yeah. Fun. What's her sign?
She's a Cancer like me.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. Which is so strange. It's super strange. But she's like a June Cancer.
Okay. Early Cancer.
Early Cancer. And I'm like at the very, very end. So I guess she's more like, I don't know her other signs. But you know what I will say? She and I are literally the same person. I swear. We are the same person. But the good thing about us is when I'm up, like she's down. If I'm down, she's up. So there's like a way that we balance each other out in this strange way. They call us the fire twins.
I love that.
Yeah. So it'll be whatever we're doing. It'll be lots of fiery and watery energy. That's too much for this world.
Oh my goodness. I really love to hear it.
We'll enjoy it.
You know, those types of people, like it's like your turn up buddies.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a blessing.
Yeah. They're a huge blessing. Thank goodness for them. Yeah, you need to see them at least quarterly to get that, like,
at least. I need to see mine, like, weekly.
Oh, okay. Weekly. You know, and that makes sense. Again, like, since we're both Cancers, we can't do it every week.
Because we're
very much so house people.
Yeah.
We get each other out in a way that other people can't. So I get it. For an extroverted personality, you have to see them all the time. It's like, girl, too much. We partied way too hard last week.
You save it up and then it's like a big water bomb. That's fun. Okay. That's a blessing. I mean, and we're talking about blessings too. So that's like a blessing you can always rely on. The gift that keeps giving.
Yeah, for sure. I'm excited to talk about manifestation and to give an update to our about what was it? It was our New Year's episode. So it's about time.
It's about time. We're almost to May at this point, mid-April. So yeah, you've had 4.5 months to sit with the magician card, as you said, sit with manifestation. I'm dying to know. I know our listeners are dying to know, like, what have you manifested?
Yeah. I feel as if I'm manifesting greater, how will I put this? I'm not going to state exactly what it is just for the fact that it's like 99% manifested.
Uh-huh.
I want to leave that 1% to like have its time, but I will say in an encrypted way, I'm manifesting 10 of Pentacles energy, which is really nice. All about wealth, security, building a level of sustained financial growth, which is really exciting. In addition to manifesting a greater spiritual understanding of where I am at this phase of my life. So very like Hierophant energy, but the good side of it. And if you listen to our Hierophant episode, we talked a lot about like the control indoctrinated aspects of religion, spirituality, how you break free from that. And now I'm really finding like my own, at this point of my life, what that mentorship, that spiritual growth and that grounding looks like for me. What have you manifested so far?
You know what? Let me pull up my list, which I keep on my computer at all times. It's a running list.
I love that. I should probably.
I also need to speak it into existence. So like I keep that as a list, but I also have said all of these things out loud.
You know what? But that makes sense from a human design perspective.
Yeah.
Yeah, you have to speak it. Whereas for me, I have to sort of keep it close intuitively. Yeah. And if you haven't listened to those episodes with Clinton, our human design expert, and also AC, another human design expert, please go listen to those.
Yeah. We talked a lot about, with AC, I think we talked about our partnership and the differences that Erica and I have that complement one another, but manifestation was one of the key differences. So for the podcast, if we're manifesting things for the podcast, we need to sort of both do it from our own perspectives to have it take hold and really support us both and you all, which is kind of cool. You're very specific, right?
Yeah, I have to be like crazy specific about everything that I want. So for example, if it's a car, I have to state the type of car, a Tesla, the year 2021, the model S. I don't know if that's the one I really want, but let's just go with an S. Interior, this color, you know, like every single feature I have to state. And I learned that if I'm not specific, what I tend to do is like a white Tesla will like drive up in front of me, hypothetically speaking, and I'll be like, that's my car, and I'll get in. And then I'm like, wait, hold on. What happened to the navigation? What happened to this feature? What happened to the leather seats? Like, well, this is actually not my car, but then I might settle for that version. I'm learning to be hyper specific so that I can identify and discern that Tesla when I see it, so I don't get in someone else's car.
Like literally and figuratively.
Literally and figuratively.
I love that for you. I am very glad I'm not a specific manifester, actually, because number one, I forget details all the time. I'm not detail oriented at all. And number two, it allows me to like expand my worldview and to basically ask for this or something better or something greater, so that I am not self-limiting by what I'm asking for.
Do you find that once upon a time when you try to be hyper-specific that you were limiting yourself? Is that what it is?
Yeah, I think so. I think I have been also attached to a specific outcome or what a specific thing should look like. And that is like the antithesis of my manifestation. So like, I'll give you an example. When I manifested Leshek, which I was instructed, because this was one of the first things I really manifested. I was instructed to be very specific about what I wanted in a partner and very specific about what I did not want in a partner. Now, my specificity looked like loyalty. I wanted loyalty. I wanted someone who was cultured. I wanted someone who was funny, who we had the same sense of humor. So I wasn't like, he needs to be tall, a volleyball player originally from Poland who has a dark, sick sense of twisted humor. It all fit though, you know, like it all kind of, you know, it made sense. But when I first met him, I had let it go so much from my life that I almost didn't recognize him when he came through the door. Like quite literally, I just was sort of like in this other place in my life. And I just feel I'm grateful that I was, because I think I was very attached to what it was supposed to look like for a long time, what he was supposed to be like. And I didn't even think about the possibility of someone like Leshek.
Yeah, that makes sense. And I also feel as if for, I guess, the lessons that we probably both have learned in this manifestation process is that people manifest very differently. And the more that you know about yourself and the more that you know about who you are and your specific type, the better you can manifest, because you know what you're likely to settle for, or like what your manifestation weakness is. And that's something that's really not spoken about a lot. Like it's always like, oh, manifest and law of attraction and, you know, write it down and vision board and it'll happen for you. But we're very different people.
Yeah.
And we have to manifest in a way that makes sense for who we are. So I love the fact that we're even talking about the differences of manifestation. And I wish that was spoken about a lot more.
Yeah. And it, you know, you don't need to look at a human design chart to just experiment with this or really work on trial and error. So if you try it one way and you find that this worked, but I think it could have worked a little bit better, then try another way or try all three and see. Maybe don't try all three. Beta test different things because it's going to come, you know, so then you're not really sure like which thing helped it or which method was right. So try it with different things. We call that beta testing in the corporate world and see what manifestation method works best for you. So I, in recent, since January, have manifested that we have $300 or more rent concessions on the apartment we live in now. Just found out maybe a few weeks ago that we're getting 2 months completely free, which nets out to about a little bit more than $400 a month. So see, that's where we say this or something better. I got more than what I asked for. I'm very happy with that. So that's one. We have been manifesting a dog for a while. I would say I've been manifesting a dog for even before I met Leszek, but I talked about it recently in my newsletter. I think I always had this way out of my independence was more important than the dog. So I wasn't willing to make space, which is something I definitely want to talk to you about with manifestation. But now it just became very acute for us. It really became a priority to adopt a dog. So we just did. And we met Shiva. Originally, her name was Ava. So get this. I ask for a lot of signs. Definitely want to talk about that with manifestation too, because that helps me trust a little bit more. It gives me some solace that if I see some signs from my guides and they have specific ones, then we'll know. So when we went up to adopt our girl, they brought out Ava, and that's my niece's name. So that was a big sign for me right away. She came right to us. She was glued to us as soon as we met her. She laid down right away. She was touching us both with her big paws, and she's like gangly right now because she's only 8 months. So she's so sweet. We played with her. Now she's very stubborn. She's stubborn like both of us. So that was also like kind of a funny sign because I was like, okay, I didn't explicitly say that she not be stubborn. I said, I have it right in front of me. Adopt a great, cute, chill, loving dog, good with kids and other animals, who brings us joy and togetherness every day and doesn't ruin our furniture. LOL.
She might ruin the furniture just
so far. She's good. She listens to
us. It's day one though.
It's day literally two. So
day two.
Check back. But she's so chill. She's been like lying down the entire time we've been recording, which has been almost like an hour and a half at this point. So really can't, you know, she's a puppy at the same time. So we got to kind of be, but that I was not super specific with that. I just really was hellbent on her temperament and I didn't care what she looked like necessarily, but she's so, so, so beautiful. So that worked. I could go on, but I think those are two pretty big things that we manifested in just the last few months.
Yeah, I love that. I love that. She's a beautiful dog, by the way. Like I sort of met her through the screen. She's beautiful. Will she be like a huge dog? Like what, I don't know breeds, but like, what is she?
Yeah, she's an Anatolian Shepherd mix. She's so stunning. She's 46 pounds right now as a puppy. So she will probably be around 60 pounds. So yeah, she's a big girl.
I love huge dogs.
Me too.
I really feel like they should. I was talking to my partner last night because we are in the very beginning processes of manifesting a dog.
Yay.
I was like, no, it has to be huge. It needs to take up the third seat on the couch. Like that's how big that is. The dog. But we're very clear that it has to be like a huge dog. So I love the fact that she's just long.
Yeah, I agree. I grew up with big dogs. Leszek loves big dogs too. He was like, his main manifestation was like not a small dog. And I was like, okay, but we live in an apartment. Our apartment's pretty big. So it's okay. She has space to roam for sure. But she's very social. She's already made lots of friends on her walks. She thinks everybody's her friend. She really is funny.
I love that. Dogs are such a blessing. They really are. I'm happy that you manifested her, truly.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're so welcome. And although I can't be super specific with sharing what I manifested so far, and I will, part three of this, I definitely will state what it is, because by that point it will be fully solidified. I would love to share like a lesson that I learned while manifesting. And I would say the most important lesson that I've learned so far is that there's no such thing as disappointment. Like in the manifestation process, no such thing as disappointment, because in manifesting, you have to trust the universe. You have to trust divinity. You have to trust divine timing and allow. So if something is not divinely for you, how can you possibly be disappointed with what your spirit guides, your higher power, the people who love you and protect you, and energy that protects you, what they're doing for you, you know? So that's been a huge perspective shift for me in waiting and being patient in the process of fulfillment, manifestation fulfillment, in many different pockets of my life. And since I've taken on that perspective, I see things are manifesting quicker, and that my temperament while waiting for manifestation is a lot more even keel and patient, because it's literally like, oh, if this is not for me, like, it's not for me. Might I cry about it just for the sake of purging and releasing? Yes. But am I fundamentally like disappointed to the place where it takes me to feeling like a failure or feeling guilt or shame about not manifesting this thing? No. No. And manifestation is all about love. So if you're now going to a place where you feel shame and, you know, failure energy or fear-based energy, that is the exact antithesis of what manifestation should be, which is all about abundance.
Right.
I've processed that thoroughly.
I think that's beautiful to realize that in the process, because it's not something you can say it all day, let it go, let it go, let go of the attachment. But until you're practicing it, it's just like anything else. It requires just that, a practice of letting go, of trusting, of not double checking that list every second. Why hasn't it happened yet? Why haven't I gotten the dog? Why haven't I gotten the rent concessions? And, you know, do I double check my list every now and again? Absolutely, I do. Do I tell people to not do that? Yes, I do that too. It's very important to recognize that, like you said, that timing is everything. And if it's not all hitting at once, you got to recognize, like, could I even handle this all at once? Would I become overwhelmed? Am I overwhelmed right now, even though it's all hitting and I can absolutely take it on? They're all questions that you have to consider.
And they're super important questions to consider too. You know, like sometimes, I don't know, I'm starting to understand that protection is everything, and divine protection is like the best kind of protection any of us can have, because there's so many unknown factors, so many conscious, subconscious, unconscious layers to life. Mm-hmm. You have to have spaces and places where even in those, the things that you can't touch, the intangible, that there's a level of security. And now I'm realizing that, you know, allow my spirit guides, allow my higher power to do their job by blocking certain things, because ultimately they know that that's not what's fulfilling for my soul, for my heart, and for my purpose. And that's something I'm really starting to understand in a very different way.
Yeah.
And that came through gratitude. You know, saying, going through my morning ritual, saying my prayers, listening to more uplifting audiobooks, because you guys know I'm not a traditional reader.
Neither of us are.
Yeah, like, I'm an Audible girl. So it's just there's a level of patience now in my manifestation process that I enjoy, you know?
Yeah. It's so hopeful to wait with loving anticipation and not anxious anticipation, because you've also gotten some proof that it's coming to you. I'm curious to know too, I have a couple questions for you, but first things first, have you seen any signs on your journey with some of your particular manifestations that you know your guides are like, hey, hold on, wait, be patient, anything that, and I can follow up with some signs that I see, but I'm just curious if you are.
Yeah, for me, and it's interesting too, in this spiritual journey, that once upon a time, synchronicities and omens were so clear and so prevalent and frequent in their happenings. And now, not so much anymore for me, but there was a day recently, it was like a deja vu moment for me. So I went to this really nice restaurant. It's called Avra. It's a Greek restaurant. It's on the east side around like 60th something streets, so near the Saks Fifth Avenue. It's like very close to there. So I went to lunch there and I was sitting and I was like eating and sort of taking in like the ambiance. And I was like, you know, it's so nice that like on a Tuesday, I don't know, at like 2 p.m. that I'm like having lunch in this beautiful place and the food is like really amazing. And in that moment, I was like, oh my gosh, like I've always wanted to be able to go to lunch on a Tuesday in a beautiful place and have that experience. And then it dawned on me, I was like, you know what? Perspective shift. I really have the life that I've always wanted. Yes, I would have wanted it to look different. So did I wish I have had more money right now and like millions of dollars? Yes. Do I wish I took the train to the restaurant? No. Do I wish I would have drove that white Tesla that I'm manifesting in my life to that restaurant? Yes. But from an overall standpoint and like just really taking a step back at like, wow, I live in a really beautiful apartment now. Wow. I'm probably the healthiest I've ever been in my life. Wow. I have a man in my life who loves and adores me. And because of his success, it gives me flexibility in my life to do things that I always wanted to do, you know. And I was just like going off of like my mental manifestation list, just list from like a general perspective. And I really have to sit back at that lunch and sit back in the booth and just, you know, look at my Bronzino because that's what I was eating. And I was just like, wow, like my life is a lot more beautiful than I wanted to believe it is. And now I need to like really do some gratitude work because here it is, you know? So there probably were synchronicities from like a time, like I always see 111555444, but like, am I really paying attention to what that means in that moment? Not necessarily.
Yeah.
But it was that moment where I was like, whoa, my life is like amazing. And I really have to start saying that more often.
Yeah. It was like a feeling that hit you and you were like, whoa.
Yeah, it was a very deep feeling and a feeling that I don't think I've ever felt before. Because even talking about it, like, gives me, like, it's making me emotional.
Ooh, I love that. Yeah, that's truly a blessing to be so unattached to the outcome, to just be living the life that you've dreamed of, and then to have it hit you blindsidedly at 2 p.m. on a Tuesday. I love that. Yeah. Just doing, I have to agree, you know, like I've been manifesting for a really long time to have this life where I have freedom to adopt a dog on a Tuesday morning, or, you know, like have flexibility in my schedule and freedom to make it what I want to make it and to adjust as well. So that is so beautiful. And to be eating and drinking and having like a really immersive experience with all your senses, touching that time is beautiful as well. So love that.
Yeah. And you know what it is? Again, like perspective is everything from my manifestation experience, because when I think about like the life that I said that I wanted from a, I don't want to say an unrealistic standpoint, because I don't think anything is unrealistic, but maybe from a, like a juvenile standpoint, it's like, I want to be able to go to lunch every single day, you know, like that's what it was. So granted, am I able to do this every day, or like that lunch scenario every day? No. Am I really able to do it every week? No. But am I able to do it once a month? Totally. You know, am I able to do it 2 times a month? Exactly. You know, I totally can. So we really do have the life that we want, but it looks different from what we from maybe our inner child eyes, and we have to sort of adjust the vision and adjust the focus to adulthood. And if we can do that, we can sort of see that, like, oh, like, it really is everything that I wanted with adjustments. And it also doesn't mean that, like, I can't do it maybe every day when I'm like 60. Because then maybe it's more appropriate, because what? I'm retired. So I have all the time. And hopefully by then I would have manifested the money that it can happen every single day.
Yeah.
So I'm realizing that there's a level of realism in shifting perspective that we have to have in manifestation as well.
Yeah. Having a realistic, like, to dream big, but then to have no expectations on the timing, or to need things very soon, like a desk, and have clear expectations of when you need that to come. It's really a prioritization for the universe to say, like, okay, she needs the desk to make her office, to make more money, to bring in more abundance, and then she can go to lunch every day. Like, you can't, like, reorder it. The universe is like, okay, well, that doesn't make a lot of sense. So let's give her a once a month to Erica. I think of the universe as like a logistics chain. Like, okay, Erica needs this lunch so that she feels that her manifestations are coming to her. Let's give her that. Let's give her a once a month so she knows.
That's so funny. And you know what it is? I say this all the time too. Like, the universe knows exactly what they are doing dependent upon the person they're doing it for. Because if I could do certain things every day, or if I really had like the childhood version of my life, I would be horrible. Like, you know, like, they're just, there's a level of humility that I have and patience that I have in waiting and allowing things to unfold and having things in moderation. I'm not a great person where you give me like a feast, because then what happens? Like, you're more likely to live in your shadow energy and become gluttonous because you have everything at your fingertips. And that's not abundance, that now becomes greed. So I'm learning that too, in integrating shadow self and your illuminated self. There's a reason why divine timing happens the way that it does, because, you know, then we now start moving into those like seven deadly sins and our vices, and that's when it becomes harmful.
Yeah
That's another huge one.
It's great to recognize that in yourself too, to just know, like, hey, you know, I can't have everything right this second, because it would turn me into a person I am not, which is someone who expects that I am to get all of those things at all times. Yeah. And that does create kind of the monstrous version of ourselves. We see it. We see those people, you know?
And you know what? I have a caveat. It's not saying that it'll turn me into somebody that I'm not. It will turn me into exactly who I am, because it's my shadow. But that, I was listening to some lecture recently, very like philosophical. I don't remember the guy's name, but what did he say? He was like, moderation makes us good people. Mm. We have to have moderation. We can't have everything that we want, because if we do, then that monstrous energy comes out. Like, that shadow, we live in that shadow self, and there might be moments of illumination, there might be moments of light, but ultimately we live in that devil energy of who we are.
Yeah.
So that person is very much so me, but I'm just grateful that I've been able to control her. She needs to be on a leash.
She's like Shiva. She needs to go for a walk and then take a nap.
You know, and you know what? Even that, when I just said on a leash, I now see the connection of the imagery of the devil.
Oh my God, you're right. The chains.
The chains on the, and what is that? That's the vice. That's the fear. That's the pain.
Mm. Whoa.
Yeah. Mind blowing.
See, this stuff kind of comes. That's why you need, yeah, that's like tarot is like, any of these modalities means nothing until you're applying it to your life. And then you're like, oh my God, I get this concept so well now.
Yeah.
I'm similar. I'm different in that I need like near constant validation and recognition from my guides. Not near constant, but it really helps me a lot when I'm like, hey, can you guys let us know? Pretty obvious sign that this is our dog. She comes out, her name's Ava. I'm like, all right, that's pretty freaking obvious. Thank you so much. You know, we see like when we're going to get her that it's going to take, it's an hour and 1 minute. It's 11 miles. You know, we saw like 2222 on the street sign right before we got there. All these things that I'm like, thank you, thank you, thank you. You know, when we were driving back actually from seeing her and I got Leshek into it, which is kind of very surprising, and I'll take it because I've been asking for this, for I've been manifesting that he opens up spiritually for a long time. But we were driving behind this car on the way back and it had 777 in the middle in the license plate. We were seeing that all the time, and I believe that's his father because he really enjoyed gambling and he had 777 kind of like everywhere. Like he would set his temperature in his car to 7777 and, you know, 77 degrees on one side, 70. So I was like, okay, well, Wesley definitely approves, you know, my stepmom definitely approves because Ava was her name, you know, just it's like, thanks guys. Love you. You know, but that I need those things. I need those little recognitions. I don't need much more than that, but just to talk about synchronicities for all of you really quick, like what Erica mentioned before, seeing 11, 11, 111, 222, 333. Let's talk about 1 through 5, because those are the numbers you can see on the clock, pretty readily available. If you want to go further, I've done posts on all of these as well. I think I'm just missing 9, and I'll make sure to do that this week. Okay. Writing it in my notebook. So 111 is the sign of manifestation. So if you think about, we talked about the one card, which is the magician, that is an energy of yes, things are coming to you, but also start. Remember to ask. We are here for you. You know, this would be a good time to be, you know, thinking about your manifestations. If you see 1111, or just to know that they're coming your way. 2s are all about patience. So chill out. If you're being a little anxious, if you have that energy of like, where is it? You might see 2s. 3s are all about communication. So creativity, communication, ask it, speak it, get it out there. Do the work that is creative attached to this manifestation. So that could look like, you know, creating a post on Instagram or talking to a friend about what you're manifesting, you know, getting it out there and reinforcing what you're asking for. 4s are all about work, 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 work. Always think about the Rihanna song. And that's like, do your part. The universe is asking you to please, you know, consistently show up the way you've been showing up and we'll do the rest. And 5s are all about change and transformation. So if you start to see 5s, what you may need to do is start to shift. And this brings me to my next question for you. Start to shift and say, do I have room for what I'm manifesting, either in my mindset? Am I committed to my life the way it is right now? No changes, because that's not how we invite in our manifestation. We need to make room. We need to buy a dog bed. We need to give up the idea that we're gonna sleep until 10 ever again in our lives to have this dog that we've manifested. That's just one example of where we might be committed to an old life, yet we're asking for new. So check in with your shit at that point to say, am I really inviting, or have I made space for what I would like to invite into my life?
Yes, that was phenomenal synchronicity education. And to your last point, when I see synchronicities, or for me, it's more like omens, I pay attention to numbers, but not really so much at this point of my spiritual journey. There was a huge phase when like animals were constantly showing up for me all the time, like deers, horses, chickens, like it was so random. And when you are at a certain level of like spiritual acceptance and like wanting to understand and wanting to go to that space of awakening and ascension, you're more open to this idea of synchronicities and omens. But I know I have a friend who's really trying to manifest a partner. And I remember I said to her, I was like, well, and she has a beautiful apartment. When I tell you, the most immaculate apartment I've ever seen, but it's like a complete bachelorette pad. And I said to her, I was like, you have to make space for him. Like, you're not like, Like every single corner and space, square footage of this apartment is all you. Like you have to clear out something to begin manifesting his energy. And I don't know if it was done yet, and I'm going to check in because we're going to dinner soon. But that is such a huge thing, like really preparing for what you state that you want. And it also goes back to a really great book that Alex and I read, Worthy, and it talks all about unconscious commitments. What are you unconsciously committed to? Which is really just coming from a place of feeling unworthy, that you are still staying trapped in a little bubble of not manifesting the things that you want and desire. So that's a really good point. Like if you are seeing 555s, taking it a step further in your manifestation journey, like truly, what are you loyal to? And how is that the exact opposite of what you're hoping to bring into your life?
Yeah.
Really hope that my friend cleared out a draw for her future husband. So he can go quicker.
Do too. Yeah, that's such a great point. And it's such a symbolic exercise to do something like that, to really like clear out, and that can be that clutter in your mind too, you know, like we're talking about with these unconscious biases, unconscious commitments. So if that appeals to you, or you think you may have some of those, and that might be blocking some of the things that you're asking for, yeah, you know, Worthy is a great book for that. And just doing shadow work in general is helpful to realize, like, what am I actually tied to? What are my bondages here? And more, and to sort of like wrap that up, I thought this was funny. I don't know if they have a consultant at H&M or what, a manifestation consultant. If not, and they need one, you know where to find me. I got an email, hey, your package is coming. Get excited and make some room. And I was like, how fucking perfect is that for our manifestation episode? Like, get excited. You're manifesting. Great. Your manifestations are coming. Get excited and make some room.
At H&M, they're just doing great work. Well, now, because they had some issues. Hopefully they clear those up. You said you had a question.
My question was around making space for what's coming to you. So yeah, I mean, you're talking about your friends, but have you started to make space in your life for what you're manifesting to?
Yeah, I definitely do feel as if I have. I've started waking up a lot earlier. And that's important for what's coming into my life for sure. In addition to, you know, I realized that I've been a lot more strict with time, which is going to be important for just my own personal sake of balance and sort of saying no to more things as well. I was unconsciously committed to being overwhelmed and maybe slight people pleasing. I realized that like for me to really set the foundation for the life that I want to create for myself and for my kids and for my family, like I have to sort of let go of certain things. And I have. So yeah, there's definitely space that's being made. In reference to like physical space, I started decorating our apartment, which is interesting because we agree that we wouldn't, because we don't know how long we're going to be here. But just for the sake of manifesting like family and like making an imprint of who we are as a couple on the world, we were like, you know, we have to make this our home, even if it'll only be for 1 year. But who knows, we can be here forever, who knows. So yeah, like little things like that. And that's sort of like what setting the foundation for ultimate partnership and union and marriage. So yeah, it's definitely happening, but just in little ways. But again, it's like, what are you unconsciously committed to? And that's self-awareness and that's honesty with oneself to state those things and then change those things.
I want to note one thing. It's 5:55 right now on the clock. Yeah. Talking about our unconscious commitments. One, I think that's beautiful. The way you are laying the groundwork and being really intentional about your space, about your time, about your foundations are also a key indicator that you're in your Saturn return, because Saturn is consciously is bringing forward those ideas and those concepts. Saturn is very much concerned with time and structures and sustainability, and that Saturn return moment, which you're in right now, is the time where you start to say, am I setting up my life the way that I want to live it for the next 30 years? And if it is not set up in that way, if my apartment does not reflect my personality or have space to where I could be pregnant and be comfortable, or, you know, whatever the case may be, then I need to make some shifts.
Yeah, that's super important. You know, this manifestation journey is really, it's beautiful. It's tough when you like feel like you've hit a wall, for sure. And I'm happy that in sharing our manifestation journey and like these manifestation series that we're doing, there's a way that we're individualizing manifestation, because it's a very unique journey. And it's sort of just coming to me that I feel as if as priestesses prescribe grows, and as we start offering more to our community, creating like a unique manifestation code or whatever, that's gonna be really important too for us as we begin manifesting that, but also for the people who eventually sign up to be a part of this journey.
Yeah, that is a great point. We'd love to hear where you're at in your manifestation journey. If you're just beginning, if you've listened to the episodes and that's as far as you've gotten, or if you're in the middle and you know you would really want to go deeper and workshop this stuff, you know, we're around and we are just dying to connect with you all. So there's lots of things on both of our lists that we did not tell you about that we're manifesting. And not because we're withholding anything, but just because we're still in the process of figuring out how that'll come to be. So it's exciting though.
It's super exciting. And once we can share, we promise that it will be epic. So just stay tuned and be patient with us as we're patient along our journey, just to make sure that it's something that is divine in timing and divine in energy for all of you.
Yeah. Absolutely. And you'll know when you've pushed. I did this today. I pushed to post something before I was actually ready to post something. You know when it's not in alignment. You think about those things, that feeling.
Yeah, because it's a huge, like, it's a huge stop. Yeah. It goes back to that, the universal protection, that tangible security system, ADT, that we have. That we have in our life, but we love to like ignore it, you know? Again, yeah. In manifestation, there's no such thing as disappointment, because divine timing is everything.
That's such a great quote to end on. So we're excited to see where you're all at. This is where we are. We'll share part three if you guys are interested in that. But to quote H&M email today, with my bathing suits coming, get excited and make some room. Okay.
We love you all.
Love you so much. Talk to you soon.
And happy manifesting.
Bye. Bye.